Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hey, this is Melissa Perriman.
Oh, hi, how are you, Melissa?
I'm doing better this week. How are you?
God, I'm so happy to hear. I was so worried about you at the end of the week when, you weren't feeling good, and I felt so bad to bother you at a time like that. So not easy to be
Yeah,
sick.
it's really weird because with the epilepsy I have, it's like the weather has everything to do with me, and being sick takes me down really hard. And then with me having to cancel my dentist appointment, that really, I
Oh
hate
gosh.
canceling. Yeah, I hate
For
canceling
sure.
dentist appointments.
It takes so
And
long to reschedule. Listen, Melissa, just one second. I was actually on the phone with another patient when I saw you calling. I got so excited. I wanted to take your call, but I just want to tell her I'll call her right back. Is it okay if I put you on hold for a few minutes?
that's
Amazing.
fine.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right, yeah, I hear. Well, it's good to hear that you're feeling better and that things are turning up for you.
Yes, the cold's kind of bugging me, but it's to where I can at least get on the couch and just chill.
Good, okay. Yeah, well, this won't take too much energy. Really, the reason I was calling was first of all to introduce myself that I'm going to be your coordinator. Happens to be it's at a funny timing because I'm actually switching jobs now, but I've been working with another coworker. Her name is Civi. She'll say hi in a few minutes. So she's actually going to be taking over here.
Okay.
But anyways, what we wanted to tell you is that we have the request to switch over to Deluxe Home Care, and all we need to do is find you a caregiver that would suit your needs.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Civi on the phone, and she's just going to write down all the requirements. If it's, one second. Just get, actually, we'll do it together. Okay, so like, do you have a gender preference?
She's new, so she says she doesn't know the
Or
alphabet.
do you prefer a male or a female caregiver?
It doesn't matter.
So no gender preference. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Do you?
Being in the hospital, you lose your modesty. Look,
Oh gosh. Oh gosh.
you know,
No problem. I just asked
I've
because
been in there way too much.
Right. All right. Oh gosh. Okay. Do you need help with like cleaning, cooking?
Yes, I need help with all of my cleaning and sometimes maybe a meal prep. Not I try to buy most of my meals frozen, but sometimes, I like to make fresh meals. So, yeah,
Meal
helping
prep,
me
okay.
with meal prep
What about
and
cleaning? Right, we started cleaning meal prep. Do you need help with like dressing, with like getting dressed, going to the bathroom?
Any of that, no. I won't know about any. I think I can do all that after my surgery. That I won't know until after I get out, but they pretty well just told me after my surgery, I need to just be on the couch and in bed. Nothing else. They don't want me doing anything else.
I hear you.
And
Another
yeah,
question,
so there.
just so that I have a way of like I guess fine-tuning the caregiver. Do you have pets in your house?
I have two cats.
Okay. And another question is, do you smoke or mind if someone smokes?
I smoke marijuana for my epilepsy. And the landlord doesn't like cigarette smoking in the house.
Okay. I guess, okay, fine. And then lastly, do you require, obviously, this is obviously all our caregivers are going to be reliably, are going to be able to get to you reliably, but do you need help with errands or things that would require the caregiver to have a car on the job?
Yes, sometimes I'll have to go pick up my medicine. That's usually about it. I usually have a ride to the grocery store.
Okay.
Sometimes they might have, you might write down that sometimes they might have to take me to the grocery store.
So. Okay. That's fair. Listen to me, Melissa. What the deal is like this. We're waiting. We already put in this request for home care services. It was put in on the 6th of January. So far, that was like around 2 weeks ago. So the stay takes about 3 to 4 weeks to make that transfer happen. So we're almost, we're more than halfway there. We're probably 2/3 of the way done with the waiting time.
Okay.
Now, once you are officially approved, we're going to work on finding you a caregiver. I'm already letting the staffing department know letting the staffing department know that you already need a caregiver, so they'll keep their eyes open. But we're really going to confirm one once the state confirms with us that we have your case, then we'll be able to send you out someone. And yeah, it's up to you if you like that person, if you're happy with them. And if you're not, you let us know. We have coordinators here that can make sure that it's all perfect for you before, you know, that the match is really well, like that someone that you're happy with and comfortable with and capable, and yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. My neurologist has really been on to me about getting one for a long time. So.
Yeah. Honestly, at some point,
this should really help with my seizures. He's been on to me for a long time. So.
I hear you. Oh my goodness. Well, I really wish you just health and feel good, and I hope the next time, I guess it's actually not going to be me, it's going to be Sivi. She's going to be speaking to you. She's going to have some good news to share with you.
Okay.
Amazing.
Sounds great.
And Melissa, just one more thing. The way the transfer works is that the state is going to give you a call. It's going to be like a specialist from the state. I'm not sure what her name is, what is yet, but it's going to be someone calling from the state. They're going to be calling in and saying, "Hi, I got your request to put in a few weeks ago. Are you ready to transfer to Deluxe Home Care?" All you have to say is yes. It's just a confirmation call.
Okay.
Now, if they don't reach you, by the way, they don't call again. They're just going to leave you a voicemail. So just make sure your voicemail box is empty or has available space for them to leave a voicemail in case they can't reach you, and then call them back if you see you missed a call.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to check my voicemail. I've got a new phone, and I don't even know if I've got it set up on here.
Right. Make sure it's open. If it's not set up, then they're not going to be able to leave you a message, and then they're going to send you a contact letter. But like anything I feel like that goes through the mail, it's just not as like people don't always check their mail right away. Like it's just better when there's a voicemail box that you could look into it and call the state assessor back so that you could confirm the transfer.
Right, that'll give me something to do while this weather's so awful.
Yeah, this is some winter.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 25 degrees or something. It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm submitting this note. And, again, as soon as you hear from the state specialist, you give us a call. This is our direct line.
Okay.
Amazing. So nice to speak with you, Melissa.
All right, thank you.
Sure, have a nice day and stay warm.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.